At the moment, it remains an aspiration that America, Britain, the wider coalition will see sense and see that Turkey is a malign influence and one that's disruptive for the Syrian peace process. Unfortunately, what's much more likely to happen is that appeasement and there'll be a certain amount of, well, naivety from the current US president, who is has no real experience of global affairs and the implications of his decisions in Syria. Already he made the unwise decision to allow the Turkish invasion of Afrin. He could have done a hell of a lot more to prevent that from happening. Yet with any type of appeasement to a dictator, to someone who has his own aspirations, they keep wanting more. And after Afrin, Manbij was the next target, and there'll be many more targets to come. It's much more likely now that there will be three parties in this negotiation. Turkey is going to very aggressively try and disrupt the SDF by promoting opposition groups, by promoting an insurgency, by continuously hammering the Americans, the Brits, all the other relevant people within the coalition, saying to them, blackmailing them, threatening them, trying to tug on their heartstrings with the fact that they're a NATO member and that they're old allies.